hiccups. I've got the stuff, so fill me up so high, so high.
Mike Struan is a prolific and gifted songwriter and musician. He's been writing, recording, and performing songs since he was 17 years old. You've likely seen him playing either solo or with any of his bands all over the Michiana area, and especially in southwestern Michigan. His diverse musical style incorporates alt-country, blues and bluegrass, roots, folk, soul, and reggae. He's recorded many albums, including his most recent project entitled Ginger Peach. His work is most always autobiographical. He writes about life, love, and the greater good. He's very special to me. My brother Scott and I played with his band Roots Down for many years. We got to sit down and talk about those wonderful days, his new album, and his album release show happening on September 17th at The Livery in Benton Harbor. And I'm happy to say I'm going to be singing with him. Hey, Mike Struan, welcome to The Sauce.
Hey, Don. Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, so good to see you. And I can't wait to talk to you about your new album. We have a great history, you know, together making music, performing your original music. And it's just, you know, some of the most sacred times of my life. And I'm so happy to talk to you about it and reminisce and talk about your new project to come.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've been looking forward to this a lot too, Don.
Yeah. So, you know, we met, let's see, what year was it that we met? I want to say 2009?
I'm terrible with years. I mean, it's gotta be, 7-8 years ago, maybe even a little bit more, but I remember, distinctly the day and the night that I met you and saw you perform for the first time. And that was with Fillmore's Ladder, and it was down at Czar's in St. Joe, Michigan. Which is no longer there anymore. It's so sad.
Oh, it's terrible. I can't believe it.
Yeah. But you guys were rocking out, and I just remembered being in awe of the band, the whole group, the package, you know, and I remember thinking, as I'm watching you guys perform all these cool Dead songs and Allman Brothers songs and Santana, like music that I love, just thinking, oh gosh, if I could only convince these guys to meet with me and maybe even convince them to listen to my music. And I just felt that we would all like jive and have good chemistry. And somehow we were able to make that happen. And the rest is history for us. You know, it all just kind of worked out, you know?
Yeah, it really did. And I just have such great memories. We would pack the summer full of shows, traveling all around the region. And I can remember especially some of my favorite times would be in my car, driving up to Michigan around sunset time usually, and just having that great feeling of, you know, we're headed to the gig, we're headed to the show. And, you know, it was just such a beautiful thing that we all had together when we were performing during that time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, it takes me right to your album that you released this summer. You have a new project called Ginger Peach, the title track of which actually was a song that I can remember you bringing to the band as a new song.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm literally getting kind of goosebumps now just talking about it, because we haven't really reminisced about this, you know. But absolutely, yeah, that song I wrote during the time that we were together as a band in Roots Down. And I remember as I'm writing it and kind of coming up with the chorus, thinking how wonderful you and Lena would sound doing the backup vocals on it, you know? And so, yeah, we performed that song, Ginger Peach, together. We actually performed that live way before I even recorded it.
Yeah.
And that kind of helps, you know, to write a song and cultivate it and let it breathe for a little bit and before you jump right in to record it, you know. And that's the approach that I definitely took, or that's just kind of what happened with this album. A lot of these songs are songs that have been with me for 10, 15 years even, and I finally got around to recording them. And I really, it really was helpful, you know, to play these songs live and really kind of get the vibe with you and the rest of Roots Down, you know, and then kind of understand more of what I want to do with it, what I want it to sound like, you know, as a recording.
Yeah, you already had a roadmap in place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, listening to a lot of these songs, you've got Morning Shine, Rock Steady, Paco Keys, One Love Above, all those, you know, songs I already knew the vocals to, you know, and it was just so sweet. You know, I've been listening to it ever since you sent it to me, and it really does, you know, take me down memory lane. I'm a little emotional over it because it's just such a beautiful time, you know.
It was, and it was unfortunate that I wasn't able to capture the voices of you and Lena on those songs.
No, that's okay. It's captured. There's a lot of video out there.
It is. You're right.
There's absolutely a lot of really good video, actually.
Yeah, some I agree.
Of it, some of it's really good.
And but just with the logistics and with the pandemic and anything that just didn't work out. Have some really good backing vocals up there. I'm sure you would agree that the backups, they're actually called, lend their voices on Morning Shine, Ginger Peach, and One Love Above. Yeah.
Yeah. It all sounds great together. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. It's beautiful. So tell me about how you came across or how you started writing the new songs.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of what some of the new songs on there are. Golden Summer, the first track on the album, kind of came together really quick, probably a couple years ago. And, you know, that song, Golden Summer, was just kind of a flashback for me to like those great summer days right out of high school, you know, and just hanging out with friends and that feeling of freedom and all possibilities, you know, and pretty much I have my whole life ahead of me and, you know, the future is wide open and just hanging out with friends. So that's kind of where that song came about. I guess, I recorded, if we're kind of talking about the recordings, you know, I recorded the bass tracks and the drum tracks and my scratch guitar tracks and vocals tracks and at Third Coast Recording up in Grand Haven. And that started 2019, before COVID hit. And the plan was to put it out that summer. But this album kind of got pieced together. So I got the bass and drum tracks down and then circumstances made it easier for me to go back and do all the rest, you know, so the guitar and vocals and all the rest of the work was down here in my home studio here in Stevensville.
It's nice to have that in your own place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially and this is the first time that I've ever done that. I've been working on other songs, but this is the first album that I've put out where the majority of it was done here using pretty much one microphone, a really nice Neumann microphone that I have that was loaned to me. It's like more expensive than any of the equipment that I have.
It's a great microphone.
But yeah, a microphone. Good microphones make all the difference, you know?
Yeah, no question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. You're listening to The Sauce. I'm Dawn Burns here with Mike Struan, and you're going to hear a little bit of his song called Ginger Peach.
I had enough of empty cups. I've got the stuff, so fill me up so high, so high.
Young love, don't fret on me. This time I know it's real as the sun shining down on me. It's time we grow.
Now, coming back to your album, Ginger Peach, you have a CD record listening party on September 17th. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I'm still so old school when it comes to this. I call it a CD. I'm calling it my CD release party.
I had to correct myself as well.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm not going to fool myself and say, you know, it's to me, it's still a CD release party. I would have loved to made it into a record like vinyl, you know, but that just is very expensive. But September 17th, I'm going to be playing with the group that I play with now. This summer, we went by the name Handy Sands, and that's just kind of the summer name band for kind of supporting this CD. That's a full band, you know, guitar, bass, drums. And the backups are going to be joining me, and they're going to be singing on some of the songs that they play. And then I'm hoping also that I can get you, Don, and Scott Burns, your brother, to accompany on keyboard and you on vocals. That's going to be at the Livery. That's Friday, September 17th, the Livery in Benton Harbor, Michigan. And we actually just recently decided to move that show outside. Because of just a lot of the cases and of COVID popping up, I think usually historically September is beautiful weather anyways. And the Livery has a really nice beer garden. So it's going to be outside. It's going to start at 8:30 and it's on our cover. So you come and you pay what you want. And if you'd like to pick up an actual tangible CD, I'll have about 20 of those available because I only pressed a limited amount and I've sold a lot of them. So I'll have 20 of those available for folks. And you can stream Ginger Peach. It's available like on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, all that stuff. So if folks want to kind of listen to what it's all about, they can go there as well.
Shows. I just can't take much more. This bitter cold has got me down. No one wants to run around. Close my eyes and then you'll see the way it's supposed to be. Hand in hand, ocean pearl, living it up, it's your world. She's so fine, long dark hair, pale blue eyes. Try to holler, waste your time. Buy her drinks, that's one less time I have to spend. Don't come a-talking to me, my friend. Your energy is glowing green, but you don't know what I mean. To Florida, D.I.A. No place I'd rather be than living it up in the Paco Keys. Now all I ever wanted was peace of mind, somewhere I could spend my time. Wake up late, nowhere to be, all day long do as I please. It's time to steal away. Maybe to Florida, D.I.A. No place I'd rather be than living it up south of Miami.
That is so beautiful. And Mike Struan, I love you to pieces. I can't wait to perform with you again on September 17th. You know, we won't miss it. And thank you for talking
Absolutely,
to me today.
Absolutely, Don.
Yeah.
This has been great. I wish we could go on forever.
I know, we could speak for hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could definitely do that, but I really appreciate you doing it and I will see you soon.
All right. Take care.
You heard a bit from Mike Struan's song, Paco Keys, from his new album entitled Ginger Peach. Coming up, I speak with South Bend artist David Jamison. Stay with us.